The solar suitcase is an attempt to provide that first essential amount of electricity to secure lighting. And the lighting is high-quality medical lighting that can be used for both deliveries and C-sections. It also powers cell phones or communication devices so that emergency referrals can be made. It powers headlamps that are rechargeable. And it also powers a fetal monitor so that a midwife or doctor can be following the well-being of a fetus during the last stages of labor. So it's a specific kit to help with maternal health care.
You have some personal experiences which relate to the importance of stable electricity supplies. Can you tell us more about those experiences?
Yes, the first time that I went to Nigeria to observe obstetric care was in 2008. And I spent about 2 weeks just spending 10 to 14 hours a day observing care in a state hospital. This hospital was serving a city of 1.5 million people and had about 150 deliveries every day. Yet despite that, they were without electricity 12 hours every day. So I watched as doctors would try and race to do C-sections by the ambient light of windows, knowing that when the sun went down, there would no longer be light for their procedures. I watched as women were hemorrhaging and couldn't immediately get blood because there was no power to support a blood bank refrigerator. I watched infants that could not survive the first few moments of life because there wasn't the appropriate resuscitation equipment available. And it occurred to me, following those observations, that electricity is essential for life-saving health care.
You have a maternal health project in Ethiopia. Can you share any success stories that you have from there?
So Ethiopia is a wonderful example of a partnership. We're working with the Hamline College of Midwives, a group that was specifically developed to try and build more capacity for midwifery in a country that's been plagued with a terrible complication of pregnancy and delivery called fistula. You may have heard about the Hamline Fistula Hospital. Well, they now train midwives to become better able to treat women who have complications during labor and reduce the incidence of fistula. But many of these midwives are being stationed in clinics that don't have reliable electricity. So in partnership with Hamline College of Midwives, we donated 160 solar suitcases, and the midwives get trained in how to use them when they graduate from midwifery school. And then we have trained people at Hamline to become the installers themselves, and we've been working in 4 or 5 districts in Ethiopia.
How has that changed the figures there?
So the project is still being implemented. It's in its first year, but one of the things we see in almost every program that we do is that when you light up a clinic, you, number one, improve the morale of healthcare workers themselves. Nobody wants to go to work in the dark. And you increase the likelihood that women will use the clinics. So some of the early work we did in Ethiopia showed that in the clinics that did have solar suitcases, there was much greater utilization. That means that those women were not delivering at home, and so when complications occur, which do occur around the world 15% of the time, they had midwives and skilled health providers who could take care of them. So it's a really terrific advancement as a way to lower the risks of complications during pregnancy.